Welcome to the Reverse Puberty Podcast, information, resources and mindset to help you through the insanity of perimenopause so that you can feel normal and get your life back. With your host, Sharon McVilley. Hey there and welcome to the show. I'm Sharon, your go-to acupuncturist and natural health practitioner for all things perimenopause, here to help you connect the dots, put things in place and get through perimenopause naturally so that you can put an end to the misery. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm very grateful you've chosen to put me in your earbuds today. Do hit the subscribe button so you don't miss anything, and please do leave me a review. I'd love to read them, and it helps me get found by other people who really need to hear what I've got to share. Also, send me an email with any requests for topics you'd like me to cover at sharon@peonytiger.com.au. Let me know what you want to know. You can email me at sharon@peonytiger.com.au. My email address is also down in the show notes. So let's go. In today's podcast, I want to go through the importance of actually preparing for a GP's appointment. A GP can be a really important ally in your menopausal transition, and you really do need to find the right person that's going to help you through, because the reality is if you've got symptoms, your body isn't functioning so well, so you need to make sure that everything is medically sound. That doesn't mean you need to be taking medication or HRT or any other thing, but you do need to make sure that you are medically sound. So just remember that you need to have a little bit of mercy on your GP. When you make an appointment, they've been allowed, or they're allowed, maybe 10 to 15 minutes for that appointment. They've got no history and no background on what you're coming in for. And for them, it's pretty difficult to figure out what's going on and what to do if you've just come in, give some symptoms and tell them that you're not feeling well. They really don't have a lot to go on. So that's what we're going to go through today. We really want to make sure that you make the most of that appointment and that you start to build a really good relationship with your GP. So first off, let's talk about actually making the appointment. I really want you, before you start making appointments, to ask around your friends, check on social media, ask in some of the private mums groups, just see if anybody knows of a good GP who's well renowned for women's health. Unfortunately, because they're registered with APRA, just like other medical professionals, they're not allowed to advertise and say that they specialise in something unless there's actually a specialty in that. So if you're a specialist gynecologist, well, then you can say that you specialise in gynecology, but a general practitioner can't say they specialise in something, which is a real shame because, like other health practitioners, they have interests. So you want to find a practitioner who has an interest in women's health. So ask around, see if anybody knows of a good GP. If you haven't been to your GP for this sort of thing before, when you go to book your appointment, make sure that you ask for a long appointment. So a standard appointment is around 10 to 15 minutes. However, if you ask for a long appointment, you'll have 20 to 25 minutes with your GP, which I think is a much better amount of time if you're trying to get to the bottom of your issues and not feel rushed or feel like your concerns are not heard. You need plenty of time to discuss your symptoms and possible requirements for further testing, and it just takes the pressure off the rush, you know, having to get out within a few minutes. I would recommend that if you're not desperate or in a screaming hurry or really think that there's something seriously wrong, to book your appointment around 2 to 3 weeks in advance. It gives you time to get your thoughts clear and get your symptoms noted. To be honest though, the reality of the situation is it's now June 2022, so you're not going to get an appointment anytime in the next 2 weeks anyway, but that's fine. You know, it gives you enough time to really get your head set and get ready for your appointment. Before we go on though, I just want to let you know that in the show notes and also on the website, you'll find a checklist that I've created for you. You can download. It's going to go over all of the checklist of the points that we've got in the podcast today, and also there's a questionnaire in there to help jog your thinking and get you thinking about what might be happening for you. So just remember to check in the show notes at the end of the show or on the website, and you'll be able to download that straight away. So next up, you want to be clear on why you're going to your GP. In your mind, exactly what do you want out of the appointment? Are you going there for a physical checkup? Is it assurance that you're all right? Do you want some blood tests out of your GP? You really need to be quite clear on why you're going for your GP appointment, because your GP has got no idea why you're turning up there. You're just coming in out of the blue. So be quite clear on what it is that you want to achieve out of the appointment. And then prepare yourself for the appointment. So make a list, and again, you'll be able to go through the checklist that I've created for you in the show notes down below or on the website. Make a list of any medications and supplements that you're taking, dosages, any reasons, if it's for supplements, reasons why you might be taking them. Write down any other things that you've been taking, just so that your GP knows, like, gets that full picture. I then want you to go through the Green Climacteric Scale, which I've included in the handout. So just forgive the name. Climacteric was an old, like a very old-fashioned name for perimenopause, and it was created in 1976. But it'll jog your memory on or jog your thoughts on what you think the symptoms are and what's going on in your body. So just forgive the title, but it's the Grand Climacteric Scale. It's from 1976, but it's still just as valid today as it was back then. So go through there, fill that out, and think about how things may have changed in the last few months. That's really important information for your GP. I also want you to think about your periods. Write down exactly how they go. What's your cycle length? What's your period length? So your cycle length is day one is your period, and day, whether it's 28, 29, 32 or whatever, is the day before your next period. So that whole cycle is your first day of your period right to the end. So write down about your cycle length, your actual how many days you bleed, whether it's light, it's heavy. Do you get pain? Are you getting headaches at the end of your period? Just write all of that information down. That's really important information for your GP. And then also I really want you to write down your family history or what you know about your female family history. Is there a history of osteoporosis or hormonal cancers? Is there heart disease, hypercholesterolemia? Write down what your mother's and auntie's experiences of going through menopause were, because whilst what happened to them isn't going to necessarily dictate what happened to you, often it's a very similar path. So it's really good to have that family history for your GP to explain some of the things that might be happening with you, and it might also inform your GP on some special areas that they need to check. Next, it's a really good idea if it's the first time you're going for your perimenopause checkup and you just want to build that relationship with your GP and touch base with them, it's a really good idea to ask your GP for some blood tests. I've got some recommended blood tests in your handout, but it's quite important to make sure that you've got really good stores of iron, because often at the beginning of perimenopause you start having really heavy bleeding, and the food you're eating generally will not replace your iron requirements that you need to replace the heavy blood loss. So you want to be checking things like your iron and your vitamin D. You want to make sure your thyroid's doing really well. We need a full blood check. We want to know that your kidneys are functioning well, that your liver's functioning well. And we also want to check on some bone markers as well. So they're just some basic blood tests that need doing. And again, I'll pop those in the checklist that you'll download off of either the show notes or on my website. Next up, on the day of your appointment. So make sure you've got all your notes and a pen to write with. If you're someone who gets a little bit pushed around or you feel as though you're going to not quite get the best out of the appointment, consider taking a friend or a partner along. And make sure that you explain to them, if you do choose to go down that route, make sure you explain to them exactly what you're trying to get out of the appointment so they can help you remember. Because if you're anything like me, you get a whole plan together, you walk in somewhere and then it just falls out of your head. You don't want that to happen, because it's not easy to take the time off to go to a GP. And certainly given it's June 2022, it's not easy to get a GP appointment with a GP that is, you know, worth seeing, a decent GP. So make sure you've got all your notes and your pen to write with. Make sure that you're not going to be rushed or brushed off. And when you get in there, let your GP know why you're there and what you hope to get out of the appointment. Be completely prepared. Don't go in there just umming and ahhing and not quite sure and being a little bit fluffy, because that's exactly what you're going to get back. So let your GP know why you're there and what you hope to get out of the appointment. And don't be afraid to ask questions about their advice if it doesn't seem clear. So never pull a one-way lever in an appointment. Take the advice you've asked for, because you have asked for their advice. Write it down, all of their recommendations, and take that information away. So once you've been through your doctor's appointment, it may very well be that your doctor wants to send you for different testing. You might be sent off just to do a breast scan and make sure that there are no lumps if you've been having problems there. Perhaps they want to do a bone density scan if osteoporosis has been an issue in your family and some of your blood markers may show that. There's lots of different things that your doctor may want you to do in order to just double check your health. And these are all really good things. This is an amazing medicine that we have. Please do use it. Please put your mind at ease and make sure that you are healthy. If you've been having heart palpitations and problems, it may cost you a little, but it's worth going and getting your heart checked. Maybe you could have a heart monitor and just, you know, make sure that there's nothing seriously or structurally going wrong there. So take all of the information on board that your GP has given you, but never ever in that GP appointment pull a one-way lever. And by one-way lever, I mean something that's not ever going to be fixed. Always be mindful that you take the information away, because you need to sit down and think about it. Ask your questions, but think about what the information is that they've given you. Once you've been to your GP, take your doctor's advice, go home and have a think. Have a cuppa with a friend if you need, but above all, research everything. If your GP wants to send you off for further testing, that's wonderful. We just want to make sure that everything is fine. Research any medications that your doctor may have recommended, but take some time out also to feel grateful that you've got access to medical care. We've got a really wonderful medical system, and by and large, it's free to people. So, you know, even if you do have to pay a little bit to be able to ensure that you've got good health, it's really worth doing so, because this is an important part of your life and you really don't want to be setting yourself up for health issues. So take the time out to really think about the advice you've been given. And if you do have questions, make another appointment and go back. You don't want to just be taking medication for the sake of it, especially if there are natural alternatives. However, you do want to make sure that you are medically sound and fit, and that you've started developing a really good relationship with your GP. So just to be clear today, we have gone over how to make that appointment with your GP, remembering that you want to pick a good GP who's renowned with women's health, and that you want an extra long appointment. And we've gone through thinking through exactly what you want out of the appointment, how to prepare yourself for the appointment, what to do on the day of your appointment, and then how to make your plans going forward. Remember that in the show notes down below and on the website, there is a checklist that you can download. I recommend, if you do want to go and see your GP and just start that relationship, which is a really important relationship for you to have through your menopausal transition, download that checklist, go through it, and let it jog your memory so that you've got your notes ready to go and you make the most of your GP's appointment. That's all for this session today. I hope you've really enjoyed this. If you're enjoying the podcast, please do let me know. Give me a rating so that I know people are listening to it, and let others know. If you think that there's someone who might benefit from this, I'd really love it if you'd share it with them. Anyway, I hope you have a fabulous week. All the best, and I'll see you next week. Bye. Lovely lady, thanks for listening in today. Always remember, you're braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, smarter than you think, and loved more than you'll ever know. Have a great week.